All right, she said. That's good. Let's move on. Marion opened the wide center drawer of her desk. From it, she brought out a padded envelope and a small wooden box. The envelope she handed to Nancy Deepnow, the box she placed on the desktop in front of her. This next is Nancy's to tell, she said, and I'd just ask you to be brief, Nancy, because this man looks very anxious to be off.
Tell it,
Moses said, and thumped his cane. Nancy glanced at him, then at Roland, or in the vicinity of him, anyway. Color was climbing in her cheeks, and she looked flustered. Stephen King, she said, then cleared her throat and said it again. From there, she didn't seem to know how to go on. Her color burned even deeper beneath her skin.
Take a deep breath, Roland said, and hold it.
She did as he told her.
Now let it out.
And this too.
Now tell me what you would, Nancy, niece of Aaron.
Stephen King has written nearly 40 books, she said, and although the color remained in her cheeks, Roland supposed he would find out what it signified soon enough. Her voice was calmer now. An amazing number of them, even the very early ones, touch on the Dark Tower in one way or another. It's as though it was always on his mind from the very first.
You say what I know is true, Roland told her, folding his hands. I say thank you.
This seemed to calm her even further. Hence the Calvins, she said. Three men and two women of a scholarly bent who do nothing from 8 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon but read the works of Stephen King. They don't just read them, Marion said. They cross-reference them by settings, by characters, by themes, such as they are, even by mention of popular brand-name products. Part of their work is looking for references to people who live or did live in the Keystone world, Nancy said. Real people, in other words, and references to the Dark Tower, of course.